For an adult audience. For an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Listener discretion is advised.
This is Loveline. Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tyson Chris here tonight from the All-American Rejects.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Nick and Mike will rotate in at some point. Great to have you. All-American Rejects. Let me tell you this about the All-American Rejects. The Move Along CD came out a couple days ago. And I'll give you some more stuff on where the band's going to be and perform and all that stuff. But, you know, we got a lot of bands in here, and they give us a lot of CDs, and I just throw them in the back of my car, and they roll around for a while.
Yes.
And then I give them to the Mexican guys who work at my house.
Yes.
And God knows what they do with them.
Oh, please.
As long as they do good work.
All-American Rejects, their last CD, there was a song on it I really liked. And so I listened to it, and then I got really fond of the CD, and decided these guys are okay.
Nice.
Yeah. It's normally, you know, these kids, these punk kids with their rock and roll music.
Look out.
You know, green, wet behind the ears, think they know everything. Come in here.
These
trying
actually
to rock.
These guys know something.
I think All American Rejects actually know something. They're not just, they're punk kids, but they're not fresh punk kids.
Okay. Got
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
We're from Oklahoma.
Got it, Pops.
That's right. You're from Oklahoma.
We're corn-fed. We're different.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what they're from Stillwater, Oklahoma, but I'm trying to figure out what the rap is on Oklahoma. I mean, or if there is one. You know, what do you say? Like,
what's the personality?
Yeah, like, states have, you know, people make fun of California. Yeah. They go, you gays with your tofu and all that kind of stuff. And then New York's all a bunch of cabbies honking horns and all that stuff. And you have your parts, you know, you have your Bible Belt and all that. Oklahoma, you got a little of that S kicker in you, but not quite enough to really be comical. You know what I mean?
You know what? It's not metropolitan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We get the trickle from the coasts, so it's like we're not sure about ourselves. I understand what you're saying.
It's hard. I mean, you sort of picture cowboy boots, but you don't picture incest. You know what I mean?
Right. A little bit of the trailers.
We keep it clean.
A few trailers.
We have animals for that.
No good restaurants. Oil wells.
Oh, no good restaurants. Oh, you guys don't have good restaurants.
We have
there.
Applebee's, so
there
no,
you go.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Applebee's everywhere. No Jamba Juices.
No.
Shut up.
Let me explain something about the Jamba Juice. You can't tell people that spend $5 and get a Mexican combo plate that they can spend the same $5 and get a 12-ounce juice. Like, you know what I mean? They're like, are you kidding?
Right.
You have to have money, and you have to be really into your, like, intestinal health to do this, because if a Jamba Juice was $1.29, maybe these guys, I mean, they're working class guys, would
we
think about
them.
It. But you can go to the Bunch of Lunch over at Shakey's, and for the same price as a juice, eat like a king.
And the Jamba Juice has about the same nutritional sort of qualities as a McFlurry.
Calorically, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Just get a shot of wheatgrass.
It's it's awesome. And I'll tell you, man, you get that beet juice, baby.
Ooh.
Goes through you like S through a tin horn. Yes. That's my old Pop Warner football coach used to say. You guys are getting blown out like S through a goose.
You were 9 years
you
old.
You were a bunch of 9-year-olds. But this guy in the windbreaker scaring me. Is he my dad? I think he's beating on me. Is he allowed to do this? And by the way, this was during a time when it was okay for adults to beat on strange kids.
Yeah.
It didn't have to be your own kid. Now you can't even beat the crap out of your own kid. Back then, Pop Warner coach, he just opened a can of whoop ass on a 10-year-old. Wouldn't do that thing where he grabs the face.
Oh, they still do that.
Oh, they do it. Come here.
Son, I'm trying to help you.
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you by dragging you around by your neck. Son.
I'm making you a better boy.
That's right. Building character. That's right. Your last Easter day was yesterday. You guys will thank me when you get to the fourth grade. It never happened.
Get to the fourth grade.
All right, where were we? And then, of course, the greatest insult the Pop Warner coach could ever levy is, okay, ladies,
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, too. And whenever they get in that gender confusion, it's real tough. Okay, ladies, come on, ladies. We're scared. You going to break a heel or a nail there, ladies? Come on, gather around. What? Break a nail? What? All right, so here's the thing about the All-American Rejects. They are going to be performing at the Apple Store at the Grove. Is that tomorrow night? What's today, the 15th?
I don't know what
today
is. Yeah,
today's the 14th.
Is it the 14th? Oh, so they're going to be there on Saturday.
Mm. Yes.
Is it the 14th or the 15th?
Oh, look, hold on.
Look that up, Drew.
Today's the 14th. Yeah, 14th.
Sure the 14th. All right, so today's Thursday. So they're going to be there at 7 o'clock on Saturday, and it's a free concert. But you got to get there early because there's no way.
They're giving away computers, people.
And they were in Disneyland last night.
Oh, really?
Right?
You guys were at Disneyland?
Yeah, Disneyland last night. Space Mountain.
You're performing?
For the K-Rock.
Yeah. We got to rise out of the ground.
Exciting. Dried ice?
Tomorrowland.
Yeah. It was incredible.
You know that thing that rises out by the hot dog stand?
Nah, I haven't been there
since.
It was
the Buzz Lightyear stage, actually.
Yeah. No, I was there. Like, they were just they're finishing Tom Sawyer's raft when I was there last time. I think in the 50s. Yeah.
You've not been there?
No, not been there since Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
Oh, new Space
rebuilt
Mountain.
The whole thing.
It was under, I think Captain EO was probably the last time I was there.
I think I saw that when I was little.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm, I don't know, you know, crowds, you know,
heat.
That kind of thing,
nice.
Heat, family, my feeling about those three things. Danielle?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I have this problem, okay? I lost my virginity 6 months ago, and in that time and this time, I've slept with three different guys, and the ladies at one of my job is calling me a slut and telling me that I'm on my way to being a whore, and the guys at my other job are saying, oh, no, you know, you're not even close to it.
So the guys are on your side, the women are shunning.
I think there may be ladies on both sides.
Are you a stripper?
Was it women in both places?
She works at gift store at a church and then also a strip club.
No, I work in a factory and in a nursing home.
Is it the women? Women in both places?
Yeah, there's women at both places. But
I understand that. But mainly, listen, okay, here's the deal, Dan. Let me give you a little tale of story here. When people study this sort of double standard about men and women, you know, men being cool to have lots of partners and women being a slut that they have lots of partners, it turns out that the vast majority of that double standard is maintained by women.
Yeah.
That women are the ones that go, oh, stay away from her. They literally enlist their male friends to stay away from the wayward vagina. And this goes all the way back to chimpanzees.
That was my name in high school.
I know, it was on your jersey.
Captain of the football team, yeah.
All the way back to chimpanzees. Chimpanzees, when one female acts out, all the rest of the chimpanzee females in the pod will turn their backs and shun that one.
Yeah,
so this is something
really
deep in our heritage. But it's nonsense. It's something that women do to one another. They should go ahead and stop.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Wayward Johnson also sounds like a film starring John Wayne and Van Johnson from 1963.
Wayward Johnson.
You know, they start with that weird wind sort of wagon trains going
east on the Mississippi.
Guy playing a guitar alone on a plane, mounted on his steed. Danielle?
Yes.
Yippee-yo-ki-yay.
Is it look like a hya and a bullwhip?
Yeah.
And a wayward vagina.
Wayward
So he wore a shining tampon. Danielle, are these women at both jobs, just to make sure? Both women making fun of you?
The women at the nursing home are telling me that, you know, I'm...
Right, all right.
Okay, stop.
And then at the other job, they're
women or... It's guys.
Those are guys.
That's right. See, guys are fine with this.
That I work with at the other job. And the guys are fine with it. The guys are fine with it.
Women shun. Women create the double standard.
Shocker that the ladies at the nursing home would disapprove of your sexual escapades.
Right. You're blossoming.
All right. So, that's fine. Why don't you stop telling people you work with what you're doing on the weekends?
Well, the ladies that I work, I mean, ladies talk, women talk. Well, then the guys, they kind of pressure you into talking, and it's like,
the factory.
And so it's like...
Well, what kind of factory? First off, what kind of factory do you work at that people speak English? Because I didn't even know they had
Missouri,
those.
Missouri.
Oh, Missouri.
Yeah,
the offer
in Missouri,
still stands.
So.
Motucky.
All right, why don't you go ahead and slow down a little bit? It wouldn't be a bad idea to slow down on your sort of.
What are you making at the factory?
Right at $12 an hour.
Oh, I see you're making. What are you making at the factory? $12 an hour.
Right at.
All right, but what are you? I'm trying to figure. What are you manufacturing
you
at the factory?
Oh, okay. I don't know. It's aerosol cans.
Oh,
we
fascinating.
It's like we make cans for aerosol.
All right.
Adam, we got to have a business.
I'm telling you.
Seriously, people make anything.
I know. It's amazing what we make. There's a certain gene that everyone who calls this show has, which is this sort of misunderstanding gene. And it's the one, it's like where you're going, the person's going, all right, so just go up Whitsitt Boulevard and make a left, and you're like, right. Oh, make a right? No. It's that gene.
So you know, who's that's our first,
super
who's our first gene?
Easily confused. Yes. No matter.
What do you make at the factory? About
$12 an hour. No matter what, you can figure out a way to twist it and turn it. If it wasn't colossal stupidity, it would be diabolical genius because the human mind can't work that fast.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
The greatest.
How did you jump to that conclusion?
Greatest improvisational actor couldn't come up with that line unless he was living it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes. It's yes.
Right. All right.
It's classic.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of improvising, Drew, the two yeses. Lizzie? Drew's like, yes. Drew, would you stop fanning yourself?
It's so hot in here. It's ridiculous.
Oh, come on, Your Highness. You're fine.
Aren't you? Anybody else?
I'm hot.
You guys got the lights on you.
It's distracting.
It's raining all day, and it's driving me insane.
Lizzie?
Adam?
Carolla? Yeah, we want to replace Marco Polo with Adam Carolla. Did you guys do that?
Let's bring him back.
Yeah, when you go back to Oklahoma.
If, by the way, if you were as uncomfortable as hot as I was,
I'm hot.
Having a tizzy fit screaming at this organization to fix this thing. It's not livable.
I can't
breathe.
I'm uncomfortable, but you fanning like a maniac next to me is not doing anything for me. And you're probably overheating because of the rapid arm movement.
That's what's called getting tizzy fits.
Getting tizzy with Lizzie. Go
all
ahead,
right,
Lizzie.
What's up?
26.
You guys make me laugh. Well, first of all, I just wanted to tell your guests that the last song from your first album is so wonderful, and I'm so bummed you guys aren't coming to Kansas City this tour. Although I did just look at your website, and you're going to one of the best places in Berlin, so I want to wish you well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, Adam, I'm Jewish, and I know this is the kind of stuff that makes you crazy, so please be kind to me, and I'll ask my question quickly, I promise. Okay.
Hold on a second, Lizzie. I have a limited time.
See, what I have is a time limit that's very different from Jew to Gentile in terms of asking questions. I keep the Jews on a very short leash, and then if you're Gentile, I give you carte blanche. You can ask as many questions as long as you want, but if I find out you're Jewish, you got about 30 seconds to make your point, and then I'm going to cut you off.
Three oblique points.
Yes,
you're not
you
coming
did.
To Kansas City, but you're in the best venue in Berlin.
In Berlin.
And I'm Jewish.
I'm Jewish, so...
So
I got to bear with her. Right.
All right,
Lizzie. Listen, if I didn't care, I would ask a bunch of questions, but I don't, so go ahead.
Okay. Here's the deal. I'm about 2 years out of recovery from eating disorders again. And I'm doing really well. I'm 5'8", 138, and I've kept it at that weight.
Okay, what's your question?
I'm on. I'm taking 300 milligrams a day of Lamictal, 300 milligrams a day of Topamax. I don't know how much Cymbalta every day, and I've got a thyroid condition. And I've talked to all of my other prescribing physicians about this. I was seeing a really great guy for a while, and about 2 years, and my libido was great. Oral, I could orgasm with him really well with oral. When it came time, this is awkward to talk about, when it came time for intercourse, I couldn't relax my vagina, no matter what. It would just clench up.
So yeah, that's called vaginismus, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And,
All right, well,
let me ask you there are a couple things. Now, have you ever had your estrogen levels checked? Have you been having normal periods in spite of your eating disorder?
Everything's been back to normal for a couple of years.
All right, so you might still want to check. You know, you could still have some residual what's called atrophic vaginitis, which is low levels of circulating estrogen at the tissue of the vagina, and it can cause a lot of irritation, and sometimes that will trigger a spasm. So that's one possibility. Given your eating disorder, I would at least look into that.
But what was it doing? Because I picture just someone yanking the string on a Crown Royal sack and having it just sit shut, you know?
Built-in chastity.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. But the question is it just happening spontaneously? Is it happening because of anxiety? Well, or is it happening because of irritation?
Did you get abused at all growing up?
No. I mean, we've gone through my history. I mean, my dad lives with my mom. I know that's your next question. They're as happy as...
No, flat out, did you have sexual abuse?
There's no abuse that anyone knows about.
All right, well,
but I don't know. Why do you have to qualify it with that anyone knows about? Like, you sifted through your own records?
Because she's had a lot of treating mental health people who are saying, geez, it sounds like trauma. It must be there. No.
All right. So. Well, I just mean, I don't know, it feels like if...
All right, here's the deal. Some people can just get... Look, she has high levels of anxiety. She's very high-strung.
Yes.
And you can get vaginismus. Those are the people that get vaginismus. And you could look it up online, all the different treatments there are. There's even graduated cylinders and all kinds of ways of sort of relaxing that area. You might want to go... I bet there are physical therapists that are specially trained to help deal with this.
I know. Yeah, they're called pimps. They rape you with a cigar
tube.
Look
it up. There's actually a society, a vaginismus society. Check it out.
Have you seen my windbreaker?
That's what I'm talking about.
Wear it proudly. It's a little warm this time of year. Come the fall, you'll see me sporting that, baby.
That Crown Royal sack thing you were talking about, it cinches here, is a big thing.
Elastic in the sleeves, ace, written quotations right on the breast pocket there. It's nice.
Lizzie, talk to a gynecologist who has some experience with this. And it is something that can be sort of deconditioned, let's put it that way.
I was just thinking, first off,
you got to beat it out of them.
Nope. You know, there's that sort of... cliche about the Jews becoming doctors or becoming, but it's like, here's the thing about Jews, they may as well just get paid for it because they all just become doctors anyway. They may as well just get a license and make a living.
What are you talking about?
They know every drug. Every darn the computer all night, looking up their syndromes. There's like nothing but every Jew I know knows probably more medical knowledge than you, Drew. And I'm just saying, just go ahead and get certified, make a living doing it. If you're gonna take all the time and expense to just sit on the internet and fill your brain with all this information,
right?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Interesting. Yes.
Yeah. I mean. You're halfway there anyway. You might as well just go to school and become one. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, she's probably as qualified as half the people you work with. All right, we should hear a song. We got a question for the band here, buddy.
Yeah.
23?
Yes, I am.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, buddy.
How are you guys doing?
Pretty good, man.
Hey, I had a couple of questions for you, if that'd be okay.
Yeah, dude.
One of them was, who are your biggest influences
Just do it! By the way, have we ever had a band question that didn't sound like we were extracting a molar from a drunken hobo?
Yeah.
When you see that question for the band,
You notice how I wasn't...
I know.
Didn't put my sticker on that. All right. Well, influences, gentlemen.
Influences, guys.
Influences. Let's go, I loved AC/DC and, NXS.
Speak closer.
NXS, AC/DC, and, I don't know. How about you, Chris?
A lot of punk rock, stuff like that.
What band?
Chris is a big Rush fan.
Yeah, I like Rush a lot.
Have you,
The Rolling Stones.
Oh, The Who. Smart. Have you been...
I'm classical.
Have you been watching that NXS game show or TV show that they're doing where they're getting a new band member?
It's kind of
weird, huh?
Too cheesy.
Crushes the dream.
Oh, I'm into it.
The dream is
Adam's going to try for it.
Well, that would...
That'd you should do the air drums.
Yeah, well, Michael Hutchinson was on the show.
I know.
What was it?
4 days before he died or something?
Well, maybe it was 2 weeks or something.
Jeez.
But I mean,
the
whole band was in here. A couple, we don't want to jinx you guys.
It's okay.
We've had a few people not make it out of the studio. The whole band, and the thing that struck me about INXS was how nice the entire band was, number one, and how nice Michael was, too. Everyone was like super friendly. Mm-hmm. And we're not just kissing ass, because there's plenty of bands we hate, and they're pains in the ass. And it really has nothing to do with the size of the band, by the way.
Right.
Smaller doesn't necessarily mean humbler or nicer. Sometimes it means overcompensating and bigger pains in our ass. And bigger bands sometimes are just sort of secure and relaxed and friendly, sort of like guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Big guys, sort of friendly. Little guys, a little pain in the ass.
Supposed to like the darkness.
Right. Oh.
Do you want to hear a song?
Yeah, I want to hear a song.
All right, let's do that.
Buddy,
quick.
they're your influences, baby.
Also,
we're going to hear a song, buddy.
We're going to hear
a song.
Sorry,
dude. Bye.
Yeah.
Just hang out, champ.
Yeah. This one is off the CD called Move Along, and it's called Dirty Little Secret. Rejects, everybody. Move Along, name of the CD. See, good band, bro.
Right.
I like that song.
Right.
It's a finger popper.
Appreciate it.
Finger popping.
Finger popping.
There you go.
It's finger popping time. Finger popping. Popping time.
It's the time to pop.
Yes, that's an awesome song. I mean, finger popping. And of course, the All American Rejects, who are going to be over at the Grove this Saturday, 7 o'clock, doing a little freebie concert. We will take a little break. When we come back, I think we're going to speak to Summer.
Yeah.
Paranoid around men over 30.
Oh,
that ought to be something to get into.
One.
How to get rid of a bestiality fetish.
Whoa.
Stephanie wants to know from Idaho. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. back from his triumphant trip to Washington, D.C., where he addressed the interns on Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm, good times.
The All-American Rejects in studio tonight. Chris and Tyson are
Hello.
Here. Nick and Mike are going to come through here after the break at the 11 o'clock hour. How did the speaking go today, Drew?
Good. It's really good. But it's weird getting up, you know, doing radio till 3,
yeah.
Getting up at 10, running over to Capitol Hill, talking for an hour, and then running to the airport.
Yeah.
So then feeling like I'm taking a plane to work.
What'd you tell them? What'd you talk about?
We talked about hooking up. All hookup things. Surprise, surprise.
Did they ask questions? They
did a study on them, and lo and behold, found out they're all hooking up all the time. Surprise, surprise, using alcohol when they hook up.
These are interns.
Yeah.
And most of them are from different parts of the country,
around the
right?
Country, yeah.
See, here's the whole thing. I've figured out, and this is why college is such a great place to get laid. What you want is people that are away from their home base, away from the
drifting.
Doting parents. You want drifters. You want chicks who've been riding the rails, pretty much.
Desperate women.
Little sack with a stick with the kerchief and the hobo makeup on, you know, and the feet sticking out of the shoes, you know. No, what you want is, here's what I realized. I realized this when I was in Vegas last weekend. When women are near their home base, they're totally different than when you get them away from home base.
Cut them loose.
Yeah, when you cut them loose, they act differently. Now, think about guys. Guys act the same way a block from their house as they do in their house, as they do in Peoria, as they do in Mongolia.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? Guys, yes. Guys are guys. Women will keep it kind of buttoned up at home, and then if you send them out to Arizona State.
They don't want their pain in the ass friends shunning them.
Yeah, or who,
some of that.
Well, who knows? I mean, there are reasons that make sense and some that are, you know, just deep
yeah.
within the,
primitive.
I was going to say brain, but we'll just say skull because I'm not sure. Inside the skull of a woman, whatever it is, get them away from home base. That's the plan, and that's all college is. I'd like to do a little study, Drew.
Mm.
I'm actually never going to do it.
People
but,
that live at home during college, as opposed to people that go the further away, the more what we call it, a wayward the vagina.
The wayward vagina. The title, Wayward Vagina, is branded onto some leather.
With a rope coming up,
rope around it. Yeah, I mean, you take a chick from Los Angeles and you send her to UCLA or you send her to Arizona State, I guarantee she's going to ring up some
Arizona
numbers
State,
there.
Though.
Well, some of it is actually, yeah, no curriculum and booze. Yeah, I guess that's actually going to have an effect. Now, see, Drew, that's why I need you.
We discover these things.
That's why
yes,
I need
yes.
you. We need to factor yes, this into yes. the control group.
Yes.
I'm going to be part of the control. I'm going to
yes.
be the control frat.
Right.
That's
yes.
me.
Yes.
I'll be the frat in Arizona
you'll
trying
you'll
to see if they'll have
line.
Sex with me.
The front
yeah.
Line.
Yeah. I'll be manning the glory hole. All right. Stephanie?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
You're you have a bestiality fetish?
Yeah.
What does that mean for you?
I'd like to get on the internet and look at pictures of people having sex with animals.
Mm-hmm.
Which animals?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it makes a
All
difference.
All of them. It just really
Horses?
Turns me on.
Donkeys.
What do you think would be the tallest order? I say alligator or ostrich.
Giraffe.
Rhino.
Rhino would be tall.
Rhino would be
yeah,
tough.
That's a tall.
Yeah. Hippopotamus. Adam.
Well,
hippo. Ooh.
Hippos are vicious.
Mean
killers.
I've seen it done.
Wow.
It was a smut. But.
A hyena would be tough. Yeah. Hey, Stephanie.
Badger.
Yeah.
Corner it.
All right, let's keep going. what kind of animals? Don't say all animals here. Just tell me what are the main animals you see.
Like dogs and horses.
All right. And do you masturbate? Yeah, it's old-fashioned. It's refreshing to hear that. You masturbate to it?
Yes.
Do you have any intention or desire to do these things?
I don't know. It just really turns me on. And
yeah.
I was just wondering if there's any way I could like get rid of that fetish before I acted on it.
Ooh, what about those half men, half horses?
Yes, centaur.
Centaur.
How about
you into
that?
Those?
What's that?
Centaur.
No.
No.
Not good enough for you.
All right.
Sorry, Jeff.
How about the mythical unicorn or Pegasus?
No.
Okay, because
you could
really do
handy.
Some damage. Yeah, you could do some damage with the business end of that unicorn.
What about fish?
Yeah, I'm curious, too.
You ever see a man make it with a bottlenose?
They're not fish. How dare you?
Yeah, they're smarter than a lot of our callers, and they can hold their breath.
Were you abused?
No.
Were you neglected?
Nope.
You did, now, a lot of bestiality, in my experience, comes from long periods of early severe neglect.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything like that, Stephanie?
Nope.
You weren't sick for a long time when you were a kid? And by neglect, I mean just nobody around when you needed them. Not necessarily that they weren't accommodating when they were around, but they just weren't around a lot of the time.
No, I'm really close with all my family. My parents have been married
for years. I didn't say that, Stephanie. I said when you were, say, under the age of two, even.
She's saying no.
Well, hang on. Were your parents away a lot? Did they travel?
Nope.
No, they're very close. Dad would be in the barn collecting the eggs. She'd be milking the cows.
Ooh. Yeah, I know this sounds weird, but do you have any pets?
I have a cat.
I have a cat.
Look out. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a female.
I'm getting bogus now.
I'm getting bogus, too. Yeah. I got bogus a long time ago. 70, bogus.
Yeah?
Yeah. We don't buy it. Yeah. You know, there's nothing going on with you. You're not into it. But it's a good try.
You almost had us.
Yeah, I had bogus. Thing.
Yeah, whatever.
What'd she say?
That's that band thing again. It's Idaho, remember?
Oh. Did she say something?
I don't know. I yelled something.
No, I didn't hear it. Yeah, I got... Here's the whole thing, and it's
just...
Thing,
people have certain behavior patterns.
19-year-old chicks aren't into bestiality with nothing
behind
that leads it up. Mom are great. Yeah, fantastic. Yep. God-fearing people.
Forget it. Not possible.
I just like cruising the internet.
And then when you started sort of cracking beyond that, it got less and less...
Yeah.
Less
nothing there. Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, stop me before I blow a raccoon is not really a question.
Right.
Yeah. There you go, Bugs.
We had a friend that was in the garage. What was he?
What happened?
Oh, yeah, well,
what did he do?
Was it gasoline? Over there.
He had some gasoline or something.
What happened?
He huffed gas and
he
jacked
gas.
Off with his dog in the closet until he passed out.
Right. Now?
Yeah.
The closet?
That's the closest that
in
we've
a closet. He had this little closet in his
it's
garage.
It's Oklahoma, man.
Had a closet in his garage and he huffed gas and beat off with his dog.
His dog was just in the room. It really wasn't participating.
Right,
but
that's what I was thinking.
Right.
Oh, I thought there was some affection. I apologize. I thought it was peanut butter or something.
Nice.
Everyone gets freaked out, seriously freaked out when they hear about sex with animals, but to me, as an animal, that's your best day right there. You know, you really got to think about what your choices are as a dog, for instance. Sniffing explosives? You think that's a decent gig down at the airport? Sniffing out explosives?
Iditarod?
Iditarod dragging some fat lesbian across the 700 acres of frozen tundra? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
or you're pounding the bejesus out of your owner. You know what I mean? I mean, here's the whole thing about a dog, too, having sex. And by the way, women get outraged by this. But here's the thing. You can't make the dog get a boner and screw the coked-up chick. The dog does it. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dog is doing it. It's hard to argue with that logic. You know what I mean? The dog is doing it to the chick.
How do you turn on a dog, though? I mean...
How do you turn a dog on?
Female,
some things
you don't
ask.
You know?
Oh, how do you do it? I think they have dog fluffers. I don't think the chick actually does that. I think they use that Triumph, the insult dog, to actually use the hand.
Like a sexy dog. Sexy
you gotta get those vomit drops. With
yes. thank you. Go. Is this Misery?
That's what it says.
Yes. Misery.
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What's up? Pleasant.
Is that your name?
Yes, it is.
It's awesome.
Yeah, my parents were kind of hippies.
Yeah. I look at that as an
wait
abuse,
a minute. Now, wait a minute. Misery.
They have to be goth.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't really know. They just kind of like... We're trying
your parents
to come
listened
up with
to
it.
The Cure.
Maybe they had to quit being hippies when they had you, so they named you Misery.
Why did you never asked them about it?
Not really. I think they just wanted to name me something unique.
They're just your name announces what it's like to have them as parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to name your kid something unique, how about Unique? Just go ahead and call him Unique.
There you go.
All right, go ahead, Misery. I hate your parents, by the way.
I love the All American Rejects.
Cool.
And I think Nick is like one of the hottest guys ever.
Nick,
he'll be up next.
Yeah.
Oh God.
He's got a hot name, Nick Wheeler.
Sexy.
You know what I mean?
I met you guys at Warped Tour in Marysville.
Cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
I have really large boobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem.
What's your dimensions?
34 double D.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's good, because you want that small front number, and
but
then
I'm
followed
only,
by the letters.
5 foot, mm-hmm. 115 pounds.
Mm, petite with the double Ds.
Yes, and I went to my doctor because mm-hmm. my back was really hurting me, and mm-hmm. It turns out that I've got scoliosis.
Well, the scoliosis yeah. may not have anything to do with the boobs.
Right. And everyone's got some form of that.
Right, as you're developing as a teenage female, scoliosis is very common. It's an S-shape alterations, usually in the sort of lateral. It's not the curvature of the neck and shoulders that you get from having a large breast.
It goes the other way.
It goes side to side.
All right.
And I was thinking about getting a breast reduction.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not really sure if I should or not, because I'm, like, afraid of, like, the hazards and stuff and what may happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you have a boyfriend?
No, not at the moment.
Really? What a waste of boob. It breaks my heart to see this kind of boobs. It's like seeing... For me, it's like someone from Calcutta just seeing food being thrown into a dumpster. You know
I was imagining the Indian at the side of the road.
Just a tear, single tear... Going down Ron Jeremy's cheek as he stands by the side of the road.
Well, I am in a band, so I have a lot of guys going for me, but, you know, I haven't really found the right one yet.
Really? Are you a virgin?
Yes.
Wow.
That's good.
That's going to be some opening day for a guy when he gets hold of you.
Give this some thought. It doesn't sound like it's going to have a significant effect on your back. Go ahead and get some physical therapy for the back for sure.
Well, yeah, I just had physical therapy because I was in a car accident, a really bad one, and I was in physical therapy for about 2 months.
All right.
What happened? Boobs got caught up on the wheel and it just went into a ravine?
Saved your life.
They saved my life.
A guy blew a stop sign and hit my Jeep, and my Jeep flipped 3.5 times.
Yeah. Why are people, I wouldn't let my kid drive a Jeep. I know it's like the number one form of transportation for strippers
actually,
and hot chicks. Is that Jeep? Yeah.
It's really safe. Like, I hit my knee on the dashboard and that was it. Like,
be honest, did you land face down?
No, I didn't.
You did.
Well, I thought you said you were injured, though, in the crash.
I did. I messed up my knee and I tore my ACL.
Wow. All right. So listen, Misery.
And she wanted to be a cheerleader.
Don't get that surgery until... you might want to wait till you have a kid, because your breasts may grow again after that.
Mm, true.
All right. Well, you can consult the plastic surgeon if they have any in Sacramento.
Is that
what you want to do?
Dr. Marcel's newer recommendations is wait till after pregnancy?
I think I heard him say that last time.
Because you get involutional changes, too, after pregnancy, where they shrink down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you don't know what direction you're
right.
going.
Sometimes you need to have plastic, you know, in
right. All right.
Enhancements afterwards.
You should keep your boobs.
Misery.
You need to have somebody hold of them.
What kind of music do you guys play?
I'm basically in an 80s rock band, because I'm really into, like, Guns N' Roses and AC/DC and everything.
Mm-hmm. You wear those tight outfits?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that couldn't hurt. All right. How's it going?
Pretty good. Trying to get a record deal right now.
Right. Yeah, but who's in a band that's not trying to get a record deal who doesn't already have a record deal?
We're really
you know
close,
what I mean?
Actually.
You are?
We played a show with Killswitch Engage.
Oh, well, I mean, if you've made it up to opening for Killswitch Engage, then, I mean, they're the Led Zeppelin of bands you haven't heard of. you know what I mean? That's what Killswitch Engage would be. You've climbed the rock and roll mountain when you're opening for Killswitch Engage.
It's a Billy Idol song.
Yeah, I don't... True. You've been around the music scene.
Yeah, I mean,
stop me if I'm wrong.
No, of course you're right. What
yeah.
It's the times.
Yeah. We had them in here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, actually, this week. And finally, we decided to bring All American Rejects.
Felt engaged?
I don't even know what you meant. Let's take a break. Let's do that. Drew, let's take a whiz.
Let's do.
We got Paranoid went around Men Over 30. Oh, yeah, that's Summer. I want to talk to her. All right. All that
I'm
after
over 30.
This. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Yeah, it's our good friend System of a Down. I think they're coming in here soon enough. Now, I'll tell you, they rock harder than any Armenian band I've ever heard. You know what I mean? Or at least top 10 for me.
Top 10 Armenian bands?
Yeah, top 10.
Yeah, yeah, top,
you know what? I'm going to go Killswitch Engage. I think would round out the top 5 of our hottest rocking Armenian bands. It's like I say about Margaret Cho. I think one of the funniest, top 5 funniest Korean female lesbian under comedians 40. Currently work in the L.A. area. I mean, that's... that's my take, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear
Bob
you.
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget. He, you know, the thing about Bob Saget is a couple of things about Bob Saget. One is Bob did those two sort of milquetoast, squeaky clean shows. He did Full House and then he did, the video show. This sort of homogenized Vin DeBona things. Oh, he's got more money than God. But the point is he had to sort of play Mr. Pops in the sweater vest and then Mr. Congenial Host. And whenever he's around him, now he compensates by using profanity.
I find him the nicest guy you ever want to meet, though.
No.
Right?
Untrue.
Really?
I called him.
Oh, but you out of the blue, though, yeah.
No, but we were doing the man show.
Oh,
and,
right.
And I had to ask him to do something for us or do a favor for us or something. So I called Comedy Central, and somebody gave me his number. Like, I got to call Bob Saget. I asked him. And I called Bob Saget. I was like, hey, Bob, this is Adam Carolla. I knew him a little bit. Yeah. I was like, you know, we're doing something on the man show, and we think you'd be right. How'd you get my number?
Well, you'd freak out, too. Either you're yelling at my wife for giving a Pan your phone number.
Listen, Dillweed. You're equating me calling Bob Saget with your wife giving my cell phone number to a Korean knife salesman who I've never met before, who's trying to sell me a ginsu and a steak knife set, who's turned out to be the most annoying Asian on the planet?
I'm just saying, you know.
How dare you?
You freak out when people call you out of the blue. Just saying.
I called Bob Saget, and I was like, Bob, it's Adam. And he was like, how'd you get my number? And I was like, Comedy Central. The guys, they give it to me because they were working on something with him. And they didn't give me this number. I said, yeah, of course. Who gave? They did not. I was like, what do you think, I'm lying? Like, where do you think I got off the stall in the men's room at the airport?
Did you say that?
No, I just said, okay. I said, no, they gave me the number and they wanted to ask you if you want to do something for them. And he's like, who gave it? Where did you get this? How did you do it? And he was just a huge pain in the ass the whole time. He couldn't get over the fact that I got his phone number from somebody we both worked with.
Did it end with him just still asking you?
It ended with him not doing whatever we wanted him to do on the man show and being a marginal pain in the ass.
Well,
that's all I remember.
Just, I think you may have got him on a bad day or something, because I've had multiple interactions that have been nothing.
Multiple interactions. Those are sexual interactions.
Five.
Those are different, Drew.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're just saying nothing. No, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but it is funny to hear the MF-er word come flying out of his mouth. That's
Danny
all.
Tanner.
Yeah, I know him as Danny Tanner. Summer?
Adam.
Carolla. Yeah, see, it's catching on.
It's quick.
Go ahead, Summer. You're 17.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Adam, I think you are so funny. And Drew, I read Cracked, and I loved it.
Thank you, Summer.
Thank you.
And the All American Rejects, I saw you guys on the Warped Tour, and your set was great.
Thank you.
My problem is that I kind of get paranoid around guys that are like over 30, and I think that they're going to touch me or hurt me, and it's pretty much most guys that I know or that I see or I'm around.
Hold on. What does that mean? What does that mean, pretty much most guys? And you're around mostly men over 30?
Yeah, like, I'll be in a social situation and one will, you know, talk to me. Like, it'll even be, like, my parents' friends. And they'll come over and, you know, and I get really freaked out if they, like, touch me just by, like, you know, touch my shoulder or...
You're that hot girl, aren't you?
What?
You're, like, hot, right? Probably.
Are you
like,
hot?
It just sounds like, I don't know, like, hot girls... Probably talking.
Well, it's because her name's Summer.
Older men. You're young, but you look old, right? For your age or something.
I'm all right.
Are you just fed up with the guys coming on to you all the time?
No, it's not. It's not that. Like, I'm fine with guys my own age.
All right, but look, hold on a second. Are you in high school?
Yeah.
You're supposed
to. First off, how much entertaining are your parents doing? There's a new older couple at the house every day when you come home?
No, it's just,
How about, like, teachers? How are you with your teachers at school?
Well, sometimes, like, you know, one of them wanted to get, a guy wanted to give me a hug, and it really creeped me out, and I thought that, you know, he was...
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to label this a non-problem.
Yeah, I would agree.
Unless you can tell us something we need to know that makes sense about, you know, being abused or molested or something like that.
Or touched or something when you were a kid.
Well, I don't remember anybody touching me.
All right. If you got nothing, then get over it.
But not even get over it. This is fine. It's weird for older guys to be attracted to you. Maybe you are
They're not attracted to me. I can
tell you. No, but maybe But maybe she's picking up on that they are, and it's such a weird boundary issue for her. It's like she needs to stay away. She should stay away from guys like that.
I don't know. Here's the thing. Sometimes you're paranoid about things or you have issues surrounding certain topics because for good reason you're abused,
right.
you whatever happened in the past, and then there are times it's just your own personal issue,
right.
Get over it.
Well, it's just like I don't like how something tastes or smells or something like that. It's just a preference.
Just get over it then.
Yeah.
You're
fine. Or stay away from the guys.
Either one.
Yeah.
Don't call us anymore.
You're gonna be 30 soon.
Yeah.
Well,
get used to it.
That's right. They'll be 60, and you'll really be freaked out. Take a quick break. All-American Rejects. I think Tyson and Chris are flipping out, and Nick and Mike are heading in. And we'll take a quick break. Right back after this. Yeah, everybody. Loveline. That's what I'm talking about. Dr. Drew in studio tonight. And making a rare love line appearance. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Nick and Mike.
That's true.
Nick and Mike.
Hey.
In here tonight for the All American Rejects, replacing Chris and Tyson. Move along. Name of the CD. We'll hear something else. I think we'll hear the title track from Move Along in a couple of few.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say that the guys are going to be at the Troubadour tomorrow night, but that's all sold out. So, no use going down there. But I'll tell you where you could go. You could go Saturday down to the Grove and go to the Apple Store and get yourself possibly like a free computer. And what else, Drew?
An iPod. They got
an iPod, yeah. And I don't know what I was saying. Drew, was I'm angry at my phone. Was I talking to you about
that? No, I haven't heard this yet.
Well, you know, my phone does that thing where they take the zero and they draw the slash.
Oh, yes. You've spoken about that many times.
Yeah, and this computer used to do it, but now it does a zero with a dot in the middle of it. So it still kind of looks like an eight.
Yep.
This, to me, is the worst human engineering I've ever seen in my goddamn life. Drew, you have to look at these numbers. You have to look at the phone.
You understand. I've been reading since third grade.
Yes.
See, I've got a little more visual acuity. You started reading when you were 30.
31.
I beg your
31.
Pardon. And so it doesn't, you know, it's like looking at Chinese letters and going, how can they tell the difference?
Well, how can they? All right. No, listen. Now, look at this. Look at this. I'm going to ask Gru. Now, here's what they do. They take the zero.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When someone's phone number is like 05... They don't make it just a zero.
They put the empty set sign.
They put a slash through it, yes. So you don't think it's a vowel.
Right.
So you don't make a vowel sound.
Yes.
Before you dial a nine, like you would stare at it and go, well, that's a letter. I'm not going to dial that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Let me see it.
Okay. Now look at that. Just look at it.
Yeah.
How much does it look like the 8 that's right next to it?
Yes, you're right.
Very much so like the 8?
You're right, yes.
Much more like an 8 than it does it? Who cares what it looks? It looks like an 8.
Much more like an 8 than an O.
Much more.
Much more, yes.
Yes, sir, Ms. Grohler.
So it doesn't confuse you, though. You wouldn't think it was an O, so you think it's another
8.
Number.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. So you can misdial your phone. Now, look, so I'm going to show up. Nick and Mike.
Let's see. Okay, get prepare to be impressed, guys.
But look, you tell me what a god-awful design this is. Now, look at it. That's a zero.
With the slash in it.
With the thing going through it.
Look at the 8. Look at the 8 next to it.
Look at the 8 next to it. Is there much difference between those two?
Same.
Oh.
They're pretty similar.
Oh. Yeah. Now, what kind of super Nova Tard decides to put... All because it looks... All because it looks like a letter. But what? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you're saying, sir.
Now this is wonderful.
You should visit these guys at the Apple store and have a little discussion with the Apple people about why computer operators would do this.
Yeah, well, to piss me off, obviously.
Sure, that's why they did it. Said, we're going to get the Corolla guard. That's what we're going to do.
I'll tell you what, my next show is going to be called Payback. And I just go to places and I find the guy. And here's how I do it. I sell it as a fluff piece. I call the people from Verizon or Nextel or whatever, this piece of crap phone. And I'm like, hey, I'm in love with your product. We're doing a show. You mind if we come down there with the camera crew? And then once I enter the premises and get people, it's like, oh, you know, I'm a huge fan of the guy who works on the digital characters here. Is there, who's in charge? Where's it? And then all of a sudden you just that's it. I throw a chair through the window. I do the ninja shoulder roll. I throw him up against the wall. I start pointing the thing out. He explains. He's a temp.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the guy who did that's not there. I put like a Bowie knife in his sternum.
Nice.
I got him, and then I go to the next one.
Nice.
And then my next, you know, the next place I go to the TiVo place.
Oh.
The TiVo place, because they used to have the power button of the TiVo on the top in the center, and they decided to move it down 28 spaces and 4 from the left. So you can't find it anymore. It used to be front and center. Now it's where all power buttons are. 28 from the top, 4 from the right. Sure.
We're all important buttons.
Well, your thumb will just naturally go down 28 keys and 4 of the right when you're looking for power. I mean, if you picked up a remote and you weren't at home, you would immediately go down 28, over 4 of the right. You certainly wouldn't go to the center of the top for the power.
No, the big button, red button.
No, that'd be insanity if you put it there. Better yet, left it there. It used to be there in the old TiVo. I just want to go in and start. I want to go in there like loaded for bear. Just like with some crazed postal workers, disgruntled with his manager, just bandolier belts of .50 caliber stuff, and just start to do that Rambo thing at the sheriff's office.
You know the name of your show? Postal.
Postal.
That's the name of the show.
Going postal.
Adam goes postal.
Yeah, and I just go from business to business to business, screaming at them about their horrible product.
Hey, you got
product.
Postaled.
And what they're doing to me.
Postal.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's your fourth show.
All right. Write that down.
Let's go.
Our cartoons.
Let's get it on.
Loveline cartoons.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I hope you listened to that one. That was good. I could see that cartoon.
Just firing into the... I'm a maniac.
Send it to him, Anderson.
All
there
right.
You go.
Drew, do you know what I'm talking about, the TiVo?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
By the way, I have 4 different TiVo.
Yeah, they're all different. I know. Michelle?
Yeah.
Do you guys... Do they have TiVo in Oklahoma?
I bought my dad one for Christmas.
Oh,
yeah. He still doesn't know how to use it.
First TiVo in Oklahoma. First one.
From Arizona, not Oklahoma.
Well, the band is from Oklahoma, Missy.
Duh.
And as your dad hooked it up, though, that's the question.
I had to hook it up.
You hooked it up.
That's
what'll happen. Because everyone who buys TiVo for somebody, it sits in the box for 6 years.
Well, now they have it hooked in, the TV and the TiVo together.
Oh, okay.
So you just buy one box and hook it up.
Well, now, and my dad's pissed because he can't use the VCR now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The TiVo took over.
Yeah.
He did not hook the TiVo up yet. He'd have no problem.
Michelle?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm this close. All right, don't get me going. Next place. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Next place, the band will appreciate this. Next place I go, Drew, you got to come around.
The
next place
guys.
Is the place that makes my stereo receiver that goes, it's 4 grand
worth
of stereo.
Yes,
It goes minus on the volume.
Minus 60.
On the volume. No, minus 95. As God is my witness, I'm not lying. Here's how the volume works. It's a big knob, and it's got a digital display. The very bottom, no sound, minus 95 dBs.
Yes.
Okay, minus 95 decibels. All the way up, the highest you can get it, 0. Okay, now...
Well, it makes sense.
At minus 10 decibels, you're blowing out the subwoofer. You understand?
Yeah.
Loud party music, minus 19 to minus 23, and just watching TV at night, you're in the minus 44 to minus 51 range. Totally intuitive. Minus.
They're minus. Trying to educate. Like, why? That's,
mine, by
that's
the way,
real
goes
TV
from minus
scale.
To positive, and 0 is irrelevant.
It's really?
Barely audible is 0.
Barely audible. You're lucky. But do you understand? What if 0 meant you're going to blow up your speakers?
At least 0 meant if it could mean something.
Yeah, but
it doesn't mean anything.
But you understand, if you turn my stereo up to zero and then you hit CD, you will blow out the speakers. Oh,
our sound guy's here. He can come in and explain this.
Nobody can explain this.
Seriously, can explain it?
No, he can't.
If he's here, I want to hear about it. Can he explain it?
And by the way,
we've been wondering about this forever. No one can give it out. Here he comes.
Is there such a thing as minus decibels?
Do you
know what I mean? Like in space, is that the only place there's actually minus decibels?
It must be when time goes backwards.
Okay.
In reverse time.
I have a recording program, and yeah, the faders.
Minus.
Yeah, they go to minus and then plus.
But did they go to? But they go to plus.
Yeah, there is a plus.
You understand? I paid $4,000 for a stereo that goes minus 95 to zero, and it stops at zero.
I can
only listen to minus. Do you know? Do you think?
I know.
But
I know.
Here's what ends up happening is you put a DVD in and you're punching things around and you're trying to get the thing set up. Minus 19, does that mean anything?
There you go. The world famous Shaba.
Shaba, come in here. Talking to that mic. And by the way, if you buy $100 stereo, you get 1 to 10. Yeah. No problem. You spend $4,000, you get minus 95 to zero. What is that?
Hey, Shaba, show everybody who's listening your beard.
Speak into the mic, please.
What exactly is the question?
What is minus dBs?
I don't know why they put the minus behind it.
I have a stereo that goes from minus 95 decibels up to zero, but not past zero. Never in the plus. and it can't be programmed. That's the way it is. There's no changing it.
You disappointed me.
You tried. Nobody has. Is there
same
such
with
a
the
thing?
VU meters that we use here, and if you go over zero, you're like.
Well, you're an engineer. Can't you?
Yeah, our CD players.
You're engineers. Can you explain it to us?
No. What is your
nobody
CD,
can.
CD player? Over zero, then it starts to distort.
Modulate.
All right.
That's one thing I noticed on my recording program. So I go over zero, everything starts clipping.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
So
now I also want to get the guys.
Let me just ask this though. What would be the disaster in making 1 to 10? I mean, what could possibly go wrong if you knew that 8 was really loud and 4 wasn't that loud?
In there, I understand. 0 to 100.
What's wrong with even just being on the positive side of the decibel level?
And just staying in a base 10.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
Because let me tell you what happens.
0 to minus 95 is like, it's like,
when that's like 95
when
numbers.
You're looking at my stereo and it says it says minus 37. That doesn't register as anything.
You know who can explain this is Drew, because he's a doctor, and it's the same kind of thing as like the way that people that are really into the profession, they make it all confusing for just them.
Yeah. The board is a setup like this. Right now we're on zero. So everything's level.
Perfect.
You're at minus 20, though,
Michelle.
There's two other guys I want to get. I want to get the guys that put the ridiculous shrink wrap on the CDs.
Well,
you have to chew it off with your teeth.
That's true. And then
those people need to be killed. And then the people that have decided that the hard plastic cover for everything is the way to go, so you can slice your hands off.
Right, that's what it is. You buy a stapler, and you have to get a buck knife out and start sawing through it, or an acetylene
torch. Yeah,
you got to get a cutting rig on that thing and start cutting. Has he answered my question?
Prepare to be disappointed.
No, he's 39, which means usually it's like, Greg from Arizona has the answer. Oh, he's 11. Be prepared for the cow goes moo.
All right.
But perhaps Greg has an answer. Greg?
Yes, I do.
What do you have? Now, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you got a high-end amplifier, and basically it's not a volume control, it's an attenuation control. And 0 dB means that's a full amplification possibility of that amplifier. And the negative numbers are actually the amount of attenuation that it limits that amount of
right. But so you understand that zero means you're not only going to do damage to your ears but to the equipment. If you dare turn my stereo on when it said zero, you would blow out the amp, the speakers, the subwoofer, and the neighbors would call the cops.
In a way, Anderson is right.
Because there's no limiting any of the amplification. It's a zero attenuation of the amplification.
Right.
But why is it the high-end ones have to don't do the translation for you from attenuation to volume?
If you're spending that much money.
If you've got the money to pay for them, then you understand the audio.
You understand what minus 43 means. And why does it say dBs, by the way?
Because it's actually decibel attenuations.
But how do you have minus sound?
It's attenuation.
No, it's not negative sound. That's how much you're attenuating the signal. Attenuation.
It's like what you're letting through.
Limiting of the signal.
I know. But here's the thing. A skill saw is like 110 dBs, and a jet plane is like 140 dBs. So when you see minus 43 dBs, obviously it's confusing to anyone, especially the layperson.
And the high end one, wouldn't you want the translation volume?
I'm going to go down to Sunfire. It's a place called Sunfire. Just give a flying knee to the groin of the a-hole that made that thing.
Postal.
So when you have the high-end equipment, you want to confuse all of your friends that don't understand.
Yes, let me tell you what happens is you're punching around buttons. You got the CD in. You're like yelling to the old ladies, you see a picture? Is there a picture? I can't see. Is there a picture? I don't hear anything. And you're punching things. And meanwhile, you're just turning the volume knob up because you're minus 10 now. And you're like, true. And then you hit a button. Boom. Everything explodes. All right, Greg.
Thanks. You, Greg.
Yes, zero, the highest my stereo goes to, zero.
Zero attenuation.
As attenuation.
Not zero volume.
And okay, here's the thing. Here's all I'm asking. Here's what I'm saying. Attenuation. What's the word mean? What does attenuation mean? Here's the thing,
you can spend $4,000 on amplifier, you should know.
Yeah. What? Wearing a
or hire a guy to tell you.
Yeah. And by the way, people that have $4,000 to spend on a stereo aren't stereo experts.
They're
experts at making money.
Yes, and they want things easy, and they want they want to understand it without thinking about it.
Oh, you know how I got rich? My knowledge of stereo equipment. I took that right to the bank and cashed that like a check. Sure. You know, stereo's like I do. That's what pays the bills, my knowledge of stereo. You know, God, I want to kill everybody.
Well,
all right.
I'll get the shrink wrap, guys. You get the stereo.
All right, and here's all I ask. Here's all I want. Look, I said to my stereo guy, can we reprogram it? Flip a switch and let's just go from zero to 99, go on the plus side now. No, be no doing that. Impossible. Can't do that.
That's not attenuation.
Yeah, cannot attenuate. Yeah, you wouldn't want volume to be associated with the stereo volume knob.
No,
the attenuation
cannot have.
Knob. Yeah, awesome. Genius. Michelle?
Yeah.
She's still there.
Michelle, go look up Sunfire. Go look Sunfire. I'm telling you, we see this stereo.
All right, Michelle, what's going on?
Okay, I have been with my boyfriend for about a year and a half now.
She's 24, yeah.
And I've never had anal sex before, and I've always been sort of curious about it, but I've never...
Okay, what's that have to do with the volume of my stereo?
The shrink wrap.
Let me tell you, whenever he tries, the volume goes up really high. We've gone to a couple of sex shops and we've talked to a couple people and they said, oh, we'll use toys and you'll get bigger and then it'll be easier. And then they gave us this cream that sort of numbs the anus.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work. The toys are okay as long as I keep them small. So,
Michelle, what is it you're expecting? That someday it's not going to hurt or you won't feel anything below your waist?
Well, the guy behind the counter when he was demonstrating.
Or you'll achieve some magical, Alice's Wonderland, if you can actually figure this out. Your body is not...
You're not into it.
Not receiving this. This is bad. It hurts you. You're tearing things. You're going to end up with a rectal prolapse.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying there's no way.
I'm not saying there's no way, but I'm saying if you're asking for trouble.
Why?
Because
there can have anal sex. There are men out there that can have anal sex.
Yes, there are.
And I don't understand why it's
yeah, they're called gays.
There are people who can ride a unicycle. You know what I mean? There are people who do all kinds of things that maybe you can't do. That's just the way it is.
If you have to buy numbing cream for it, I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, your body has pain. Your experiences pain as a way of diverting you from engaging in those behaviors.
Yeah. It's like why you can't hold your hand over a flame.
Right.
Yep.
Now, Michelle, you should
Michelle, God, listen, you get an A for effort in the ass department, but it ain't your thing. And by the way, you fulfilled your anal duty, Artham. That's going to be the next All-American Rejects.
Fill your anal duty.
Anal duty. The thing is the wayward vagina has heeded the call of his anal duty.
We're gonna have a sentence by the end of the show.
The thing is, you went to the store, you tried the creams, you tried the graduated Lucite butt plugs. You've done it all. It's not your bag. You've tried it. Yeah. You know what I mean? This is,
and again, what thing, use any other body part. You know what I mean? Just imagine you were trying to insert something into your ear or something, and it hurt. It was excruciating, and you tried all these different ways of possibly doing it. It wouldn't work. And people don't realize as you age, that area starts to have trouble anyway, particularly the ladies, and you can cause fissures and hemorrhoids.
Say particularly the ladies
with the prolapses and things like that. That tends to be more of a woman's thing.
Yeah,
and the rectum will fall out of your anus, and that is a lovely thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful thing that most people can look forward to trouble in that part of their body under normal circumstances.
Right.
You start monk.
What I say? I said David, I got feelings for you. Can I prolapse your anus?
It's David Allen Greer. He didn't know the mics were hot. During the break, we were talking about anal prolapse, and he jumped on Drew.
He just asked me if he could.
Yeah. All right.
I said, I got feelings for you. Can I prolapse your anus?
I missed that. All right. So anyway, look, you tried. You know what it's like? It's like your husband saying, I love Thai food. And you're like, I don't think I care for Thai. Well, honey, just go to the restaurant. And you go there and you eat it and you vomit. And then a week later, he's like, we're going back to the Thai place. You're like, well, sweetie, I already did go one more time. And you go there, you eat it, and you vomit again, or you have the runs.
But at least,
look,
at least
you've been there two or three times. No more Thai food.
But at least recurrent vomiting is not going to leave any long-term impact.
Point is you've done your duty. You've done good duty as a girlfriend. You've done a solid duty. You've done a beautiful, solid duty for your boyfriend. You really have. You fulfilled every dream of duty of a man, a solid round duty. Okay?
He said duty.
Okay.
Just stay on the theme if you want to take one more quick caller.
All-American Rejects here tonight. Well, we got to hear something. Right. We don't have to, but we would like to hear something from the CD. Ryan?
Psst. Hello?
Friend. There he is.
Yes.
There he is.
What's your question, Ryan?
Yes. One night, you can hear me real good?
Yes.
All right. One night, me and my girlfriend was just messing around. And one thing led to another, and
yes.
She ended up throwing anal on me, and for some reason, it kind of felt weird, but kind of in a good way.
But what?
Now, hold on.
Kind of felt weird, but in a good way.
This is so bogus.
His voice is so bogus,
it can't be bogus.
He went from, like, a Hispanic accent to a hick accent.
He started like he was a day laborer, and now he's like Gus from the filling station. Yeah. He's the guy who gives you directions halfway into the horror movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, just keep going down to the old bog and drive. And then you see him getting his pickup truck and start going after the kids,
well,
you know?
Here's what we need to know. What's the question?
Yeah. Ryan, you have no question because it's bogus.
Do you have a question?
No.
I was wondering, is it, like, abnormal or anything?
No, see. Look.
My gay.
Listen, it's a bogus question.
Well, it's just a little bit feminine.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Yeah, you see? It's bogus. Yeah. Like, whenever someone does that thing where, like, my girlfriend put a strap on, nailed me in the ass, and it felt good. Is that normal?
Yeah. Is that normal?
That's not a question.
Yeah.
When you ask, is that normal, you have no question.
Right?
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Listen, it's our, it's our duty to take a break right now. I made a pledge to take a duty during the break.
A duty and pledge?
I took a dutiful pledge that I would adhere to the dutiful codes of this wonderful radio station. I'm going to do that during the break. All American Rejects in studio tonight, and we'll be right back after this.
What I said, I got feelings for you. Can I prolapse your anus?
Didn't I put a curse on her career?
Of course. Can't you tell?
Oh. I put a curse on No Doubt like 9 years ago. What happened?
Well, it's the typical result of a Corolla curse.
Yeah. You guys should pray I put a curse on you. Just ride that.
He has to feel it, though. He has to really be angry with you.
Yeah, I'm going to really be angry with you, and I'll give you the Corolla curse. And once I give you the hex, the stink eye, You'll ride that wave all the way to the bank.
For a long time.
Oh, yeah. When Stefani's probably made $70 billion since the curse started. She ought to come to me for renewal. Re-up that curse.
It's about time.
Yeah. Put a curse on her and Sting. All right. What's going on? All-American Rejects in studio tonight. The band is going to be down at the Grove at 7 o'clock this Saturday. Move Along, name of the CD. Also, the name of the song we're going to hear in just a few. I have a question for the band. This is going to go nowhere fast.
Well, let's do it.
We'll try it anyway. Brittany?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yep.
You got
what's
a
up?
Question for the band?
Yeah, I do. Well, it's kind of lame because they kept making me change it, but yeah.
Who kept making you change it?
The lady on the phone.
What was your...
What did you really want to ask?
You know what? God, I hate Brittany. I hate her. I hate her as much as I hate stereo guys, but I hate snotty, angry teenagers, and that's Brittany. And I don't like once in a while they'll go like, yeah, I'm calling. Well, you want my original question or you want the one the guy told me not to say on the air, but then I'm going to, it's like, oh, F you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that angry at the world? Is it just me, Drew?
Yeah, it's an entitlement, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Brittany.
Yeah?
I'm not going to let you ask your question because you're making me mad.
I was just asking. I'm sorry.
Well, didn't the... All right. What do you mean just asking?
I was just asking, because you said, the question was going to go nowhere fast, and I was like, well, that's not...
All right.
Fault,
all right.
It's your fault, Adam, see?
All right. You know what? I'm sorry, man. I was angry at my stereo guy, and I lashed out at you.
All right, so what's the question?
Okay, well, I wanted to know, you guys have a lot of female fans, and, well, what's, the weirdest, fan experience? What's the craziest thing ever that's ever happened?
Well, was that the question you were going to ask?
No, my original question was something else.
What was it?
Let's ask that one.
Oh, well, I saw you guys at Warped Tour, and when you came to San Francisco, and basically, I think Mike and Tyson both jumped into the crowd. And I was there when I saw that, and it was kind of creepy, because, I know Mike, you're on right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They wouldn't let you come back out. And I think you were trying, but they kept pulling you back. And I just want to know, you guys ever get freaked out when you do that or think you're never going to come back up or what?
No, they were being nice. I was just hanging out because my guitar broke. So
oh, really? That one?
I had to wait for it to be fixed, so I just jumped in the crowd in the middle of the song.
Okay.
But, no, they were very kind. Though, they did steal my wireless pack and my laminate, which was pretty...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was pretty
pissed.
Someone
got a backstage pass then.
Yes, but thankfully the Dropkick Murphy guys found my wireless pack, which is expensive, nice thing.
How'd they find that?
They our tech gave them a heads up, and they saw a girl holding it, and he was like, you know you need to give that back. And she's like, oh, I just found it. I didn't...
Mm. Hey, Brittany.
Mm-hmm?
Are you good looking?
Am I good looking?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess
yes?
Decent, you
have,
yeah.
You have a lot of guys interested in you?
Well, I don't know.
Do you have guys interested in you or not?
Yeah, I guess so. Well,
do you or don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You do? You got a lot of guys interested in you.
I don't know, it's a lot.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Why not?
I don't know, I just don't have interest in anybody right now. Well, I do, but obviously mm-hmm. he's taken or, you know.
He's in a band, his name is Mike.
No, actually.
He's missing his wireless unit.
It's like, hey,
Mike.
No, not really.
All right, baby. All right, your parents together? You love your dad?
I love my parents. Yes, they are together.
All right, good times.
All right, baby doll. You don't think she's hot, Drew? No. Why not? You just don't get it?
It was just, yeah. It wasn't the kind of the matter-of-factness.
There was no confidence.
That was truly like, huh? Me? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, we don't need to worry about that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, like the guys who are really rich, and somebody's like, "Oh, let me help out with that check," and they're
no,
like,
"No, don't worry."
Yeah,
don't
they're real. They're quiet about it.
Right.
But it's scary confidence.
By the way, right. I just saw the back of your stereo on the screen over here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know where to start with that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
there's 80 holes.
I know. I know.
There's like three fuses. What do you need three fuses?
I know. I'll just be slowly driven insane by my ultra expensive stereo. All right, let's hear a little song from the All American Reject, shall we?
Great idea.
Let's do it.
This one is called "Move Along."
Hold on.
Yeah, it's good.
There it is.
There we go. Rolled into the song.
Good segue.
Shaking cold, these hands are meant to hold.
Rejects, everyone. This is a good band.
Thank you.
No flash in the pan here, which is the name of a band, actually. Remember
really?
Them?
No.
Hey, St. Peter.
Ironic.
I don't remember them.
Wow. Yeah. I think they may have been Flash and the...
No, Flash in the Pan.
Yeah. You remember Hey, St. Peter?
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
When was that?
1980.
78?
Ooh. No. Could have been like... No.
Look it up, Webb.
Yeah, look it up. Yeah. I'm going to go 80. All right.
19 minus 0.
Good song, though. Yeah?
Flash in the Pan.
Sure, Drew. You were probably working at K-Rock in 1980.
No, a couple years to go.
Really?
Yeah.
What year did you get to K-Rock?
83.
All right, should we take a little break?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Flash in the pan here tonight? No, All American Rejects, take a quick break. 79 or 80? Yeah? Take a quick break. Be right back with that important trivia question after this. What is it? Do you know, Michelle?
Not yet.
All right, after this. Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, All American Rejects in studio tonight. Nick and Mike here, Tyson and Chris, have been rotated out, and we are going to talk to.
Yep.
James?
Mm-hmm.
James?
Hello?
22?
Yes. Hi. I have a heroin addiction. I've been through 18 months of drug and alcohol counseling. I just recently started using again. And
You're a heroin addict?
Yes.
Now, what do you mean you were 18 months of counseling? You were sober for 18 months, or you were trying to get sober for 18 months?
Well, we went through ups and downs. I had my slip-ups throughout the whole 18 months.
Well, what was the, I mean, for heroin addiction, you just spend 6 months in a structured environment. So how long did
exactly
you stay?
Right, yes.
How long did you stay in a sober living or a residential program?
So I first did it for 6.5 months. They let me out. I got out. I immediately went back to it. It's been a long problem.
You need to go back.
All right.
Well, it's very simple.
Well, I mean, honestly, I really don't feel like that is helping me. Like, I just keep going back to my same problems again.
Well, you're 22, James. I mean, most guys who get into heroin slip up a few times before the recovery takes.
Right. It's a chronic condition. You basically have two options, really. One is to go back in and spend more time. And you were...
Another bogus call?
I'm still here.
No, there's another bogus call.
Really?
No, not a bogus call. Sorry.
What was that?
Hello, yeah. Can you hear me?
All right, well, let me just
I don't know what that was. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. When he first started, when it's the beginning of the call, he sounded, we talked to junkies all night.
Yeah.
He sounded like a guy who was trying to sound like a junkie.
Right.
Because they don't sound that, I'm right. strung out on heroin.
Right.
And, you know, they actually.
Sound normal.
Drug addicts are actually pretty decent at sounding normal. That's why they can get away with it.
Right.
So it sounded weird at the beginning, but then he kind of got into it, and it was fine. 18 months, in and out, whatever,
right.
some
anyway,
detail.
Here's the deal. Before bringing him up.
Who cares?
You can go back in, spend more time. You were sober the time you were in a structured environment. You need to put more time together. That's a very simple equation. If you are
Who
not...
Who is laughing in the background, though, James, really? It's,
excuse
it's,
me?
It's,
oh. Yeah, I'm a habitual marijuana smoker. I'm giving you guys... Bye-bye.
Should have checked between his toes.
Wow. Yeah, he sounded too affected at the beginning of the call.
Well, anyways, the other option is to go on to some sort of replacement.
Not
therapy.
A real call, you understand?
Go on. Right? There are people out there with this problem.
Who does heroin anymore?
I know, it's just, nobody.
Does
you can
heroin.
Get on replacement therapies like methadone or Buprenex.
Well, by the way, that's why. Here's the thing about this show, everybody. I'll explain why. Although I enjoy bogus calls, it's all fine with me. My feeling is there's no real bogus calls because we're never talking to the person who called us.
Anyway.
Yes, because people say to us all the time, do you really think you're helping? By the way, I hate those a-holes.
Yeah.
Do you really think you're helping the person you're talking to? I mean, half the time doesn't even seem like they're listening. And it's like, no, I don't expect to help the person I'm talking to.
2 minutes on the radio.
But by the way... Between my, my tales of woe about my $4,000 stereo and complaining about the LAPD and the Burbank PD and all this, we only talked about five people a night.
Anyway.
I ain't talking to that one person because if I talk to that one person, then maybe you help five people a night. But there are hundreds of thousands of people that are listening who may share the same problem
or at least
have components of the same problem or at least learn something.
Right.
So if we get a bogus call that says I'm a junkie, whether the person laughs and yells baba booey and hangs up in the middle of it is of no real consequence to us because there are other people that are strung out. There are other people that are having issues with addiction. And the same advice goes to them.
That's right.
Okay.
pretty eloquent, Andrew.
Yeah, we don't want to get, we want to always be able to, we sort of have a personal need to be able to identify the bogus.
Yes, it's
a personal calling.
It's a personal crusade for us, but in terms of our answer, we'll keep going with the answer, and that was an addiction question. Cody?
Yeah.
27?
Yeah, that's correct. I've got a ringworm on the inside of my elbow, and I was wondering if fingernail polish would kill it. I had had a wrestler friend tell me that would work, and I've had this for probably crowding 3, maybe 4 months. It's been a long time.
I've never heard of that. I don't know that that's the case. I think you may be sort of confusing plantar's wart with ringworm. Mm-hmm. Plantar's warts, I have heard of that doing that. But listen, A, you don't know it's a ringworm.
You don't?
No way. You need to have somebody look at that.
I actually went to the student health center.
All right. So, all right.
And they didn't, believed it was.
All right. Didn't they give you some Lamisil or something?
They gave me a substance that is, I'm going to totally butcher it, but it's like Nice Dyson.
Yeah. Nice Dyson.
He painted his nails
and,
with
and
it.
And why didn't you just use that? I just use it.
I did. I used the whole tube, and it did not kill it off.
All right,
and then I went back to them, and they gave me a drug called
fluconazole.
Yeah, what is ringworm, Drew? Is it a worm?
It's a fungus. No, it's just...
It's not a worm.
No.
All right.
It's fluconazole, the pill?
Feel free to take the word worm out of it so people don't have to be freaked out.
So you took fluconazole?
Yes, I did. I took the dose they suggested, and I still have not killed it.
All right, then you need to see a dermatologist because that's not the diagnosis is wrong. It's something else. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
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 All right.
That would have killed it. That would have killed it. So you need to see a dermatologist.
Can I say hi to a few dear friends?
Yeah, but not on the air. No. we'll hang up, and you can keep talking into the phone.
I liked the surprise in his voice when you told him it wasn't that. After two medications didn't work. Really? It's not? Yeah. It could be something else?
But drink that nail polish anyway, just to play it safe.
People are too funny.
By the way, can they make a nail polish that does not rank out the entire house? I think I figured out why women are stupid. They inhale that. No, not the lesbians, Michelle. You guys don't. God forbid they put some nail polish on. My wife, like, I come walking in a house, I get lightheaded. Oh my God, what's going on here? Then I come into the den and I start tearing and I'm getting lightheaded. I have to sit down and my wife just sitting there watching TV with the dog, just painting the nails away. And it's like, oh my God, you got to open a window in here. I can't breathe. And they're like, huh? No big deal. And I realize they've just. Huffing nail polish destroyed all the brain cells, Drew.
Could be.
Would you put that together? Look, would you
work on that?
Make this association? The women who spend more time on their nails are certainly dumber than the ones that don't.
It certainly seems that way.
Think about time spent on nails versus time studying.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good point.
There's a correlation there. Powerful.
We need to correlate with brain volume.
That's right. That's right. Lily?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yes, I am. Adam.
Corolla. Yeah, no, Lily, you got to do it sing-songy. You can't just go, Adam. You have to go, Adam. Corolla.
Adam.
Corolla. Shut up. And then you got to yell fish out of water every once in a while.
I want to ride the pony, Daddy.
Yeah.
Was that her?
No, it sounds like her.
No, that wasn't me.
All right, what's up?
I've been with my boyfriend for about 2 months, and we were at a party about a week ago, and I got kind of drunk, and he was, like, watching me make out with a chick, and he was like, hey, that kind of turned me on. We should have a threesome with your friend.
And I'm like, casually drops that. Hey, how about that? Hey, that kind of surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
almost forgot. Nick, you're the sexiest man alive.
Yeah, okay. Guilty.
Yeah. All right. So you want to have a threesome?
I'm kind of interested. It kind of turns me on, but I'm kind of freaked out a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care about your boyfriend? Do you want to sustain this relationship?
I'm kind of losing
All right. Well, if you want a threesome, this will be a way to put a nail in that coffin.
Right.
You'll get to have your threesome and end the relationship all in one swoop.
And you want to be with the chick, right?
Kinda. I mean, yeah. Like, I haven't had very many good relationships.
How come?
I don't know. I just haven't really been intimate. Like, I've been kind of scared to be intimate, you know?
Why?
Because I was raped at a really young age.
How old?
16.
16.
16.
Now, most 16-year-old rape
that's
victims...
That's an old maid.
Yeah.
Rape.
Most 16-year-old rape victims were that's sexually cranny. Abused prior to yeah. that. So what happened before?
Well, my mom tried to murder me when I was little.
Okay.
Nah, it's got to be more substantial than that. I mean, everyone's just... Yeah. Raise your hand.
What else? What else
tried
happened?
To murder him. What do you mean tried to murder you?
She, when I was a baby, she shoved me in a trash can.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she left me in a not a hotel room. Okay. With my brothers and sisters for 3 weeks with only butter to eat.
Jeez.
Only peanut butter to eat.
Yeah, oh, my God. It was so bad. Who knows what else you put
on? Oh,
up with.
But was she trying?
Imagine the guys that mom kept around. Abusive.
Yeah. I'm never wrong about this. I'm never wrong. I never wronged her. I got a feeling.
It's
got
to be Jew.
Asian or Jew? No, you got a Jew? It's got to be Jewish. Yeah, Jewish family, right, Lily?
No,
I'm
Hawaiian.
What? Not Jewish?
No.
Wow. Drew, I've been wrong every single time.
How could that be?
Amazing. Amazing. Wow.
Some just weird coincidence.
You think you know something about the Jewish faith, and I just can't believe it.
Sorry. I'm not Jewish.
Okay. Yeah. I hope everyone knows I'm kidding, because there's no Jew in the world that would throw their kid in a trash can. They do it emotionally later on in life.
Only if they don't live up to the standards they anticipated. Only if they don't live up to what the
dead grandparents would have wanted for them. So, Lily, you're a mess, baby.
Yeah, I'm still a virgin, too.
Good. Okay, outstanding, good. Except for the rape. But
here's
anyway.
The deal. Do not... Rape doesn't count. Here's what you need to do. Not get pregnant.
Oh, no.
Get some therapy. Get a job. Fight to keep it.
Oh,
find
a
guy.
Head.
I work for a production company for local bands.
Okay. Find a guy who treats you right. Do not let anyone take advantage of you.
Yeah. You're going to be attracted to people that are abusive.
Right.
Watch out for that.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everyone. And the week. I want to thank the All-American Rejects for coming in here. Move along.
Thank you, guys.
No, I meant move along. You guys got to come. name of the CD. What's going on? Push a button.
Anderson,
would you, Michelle?
Anderson, you got to still have this.
All right. I want to thank. I'm going to take my headphones off. For cans, we call them this. Thank you, Anderson, Michelle, and.
Thank you, Anderson.
There it is.
Who else? Did he do it?
Yeah, it's fixed.
All right. Who am I?
Anderson,
Ann,
yeah. Lauren.
Huh? Lauren, phone screener, Tina.
Patricia and Tina.
Trisha. Engineer Nick or Vic or...
Chris.
Yeah. Rick. Patricia, Chris, Kevin Weatherly, all the people that made this show so special tonight. And, of course, Dr. Drew. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Had a closet in his garage and he huffed gas and beat off with the dog.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.